Welcome to Two Modern Mystics with your co-hosts, Dawn Fleming and Linda Robach, who are here to offer you a deeper perspective of what is really going on and how you can disconnect from the chaos and plug into a higher consciousness.
Welcome to Two Modern Mystics. I am Dawn Fleming, and I appreciate all of you listening in today. And I'm so excited about our guest, Carrie Blank. She is an amazing essential oil alchemist. And what I like about Carrie is that she doesn't sell oils that belong to some big name essential oil chain. Carrie actually works with developing her own blends that work to meet her client's specific needs. And I'll say that she's been studying the essential oils and they're about their healing properties for a really long time. And she'll be sharing with everyone today about that. But before we get into our topic, I want to introduce my co-host, Linda Robach. Linda is an amazing healer. She is a mystic, and she really helps people work through their blocks and to live their truth. And Linda's been a very long time, wonderful friend and wonderful, how can I say this? We just kind of walk together on this path, and it's wonderful when you can have someone that is in that space with you and understands where you are. So it is my honor to be doing this show with you today and all the other days. So hello, Linda.
Hello, Dawn, and thank you so much. And you know I enjoy doing this show with you. It's been working us, I think, over the last year and a half. But I'd like to just take a moment and honor your ability. You've got many. I'm just going to say your ability to shine the light of inspiration for others. And when you do that, it helps people gain clarity and understanding on their journey to wholeness. So this show is truly an example of your passion for helping people and helping people to remember their true nature, their unlimited potential, and their interconnectedness with all of creation. So you are a blessing not only to those of us who know you well, but to the whole world. That sounds big, but I mean it. So let me just take a pause for a moment.
Thank you, Linda.
What a treat we are in for today. I just love this lady who is joining us, Carrie Blank. So, for our listeners, open your heart minds and prepare for a healing journey as she shares about the healing essences of essential oils. Now, I can personally speak to Carrie's amazing gifts because she and I have been teachers and learners for each other over the years. And before the show started, I was just remembering how long it's been, and I'm guessing it's over 25 years maybe, or around that, maybe around that. Anyway, we studied crystals and oils, we meditated together, and we were Reiki and other energy healing, and also we spent an intensive time with the Keys of Enoch. Anyway, the list goes on, but right now, I just want to let people know that I'm wearing a custom blend of essential oils that Carrie made for me after our consultation maybe 6 weeks ago. This is an amazing oil because the high vibration that it holds really reminds me and carries the energy of my intention of being aligned with Source. So when I'm wearing it, I feel both elevated and balanced. And I also love the aroma. So let me tell you a little bit about just practical things about what Carrie's up to now. She is the owner of Catalina Aromatherapy, specializing in creating a one-of-a-kind custom blend and handmade product for others using organic and wild harvest essential oils. I think that's kind of interesting, organic and wild harvest essential oils. She's an aromatherapist, energy worker, massage therapist, cosmetologist, and educator with more than 25 years' experience in the spa industry, where she worked both as a therapist and also a business owner. And She talks about her favorite modalities to use in her sessions include the aromatherapy, but also cranial sacral therapy, Reiki, and Shiatsu. So where Carrie is right now, she's offering her services and classes to clients from around the world through her online shop, so you can check that out, and we'll talk about that at the end of the show, and also in person in Tucson, Arizona. So Carrie's passion and enthusiasm about her work are contagious, and they always spark a remembrance of truth in me. So welcome, Carrie.
Thank you. Wow, what an amazing introduction. I am so happy to be here with both of you guys today. Our journey goes way back, and I hope it continues for a lot longer in the future. I know that it will. So I'm really excited to share about the oils today.
Well, and when you all were talking how long, because you know, I've known Carrie through the Reiki and energy work, and how long we've known each other, Carrie must have been like a baby.
She was.
Thank you.
Like, undisclosed.
Yeah.
20, 25 years. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She must have been like a teenager.
She was.
So, Carrie, when we're talking about the essential oils, what do you mean by the healing essences of essential oils?
Yeah, that is a beautiful aspect of essential oils. Every plant has its own healing essence or healing vibration or healing energy, and we can use that to help support our own healing process on many different levels, you know, physical, mental, emotional issues, spiritual. It's all about helping to bring ourselves into alignment, and these amazing tools that nature provides for us really help with this form of vibrational healing.
Well, I guess that makes me think about something I'd like to ask you. And I'm interested in how you select essential oils that have the highest vibrational frequency. And, you know, how do you know that? And just share a little bit, if you would. About that.
The highest vibrational frequency, you know, if you think about it, it's the most pure and healthy expression of that plant. So first I will start by saying it needs to be a natural plant extract and not a synthetic. The synthetics do not have the same healing effects and vibrational healing abilities that the natural oils have. So it needs to come from a plant and not have any chemical additives. And then if you choose something that is organic, you know, again, it doesn't have the pesticides or the chemicals on it. So it's more of the true, pure expression of that plant's energy. I love wild harvested when I can find them and when they're supporting the environment, you know, when it's not harming the environment. Because if you think of wild harvest, it means that it comes from where nature or the universe put that plant naturally. And so that is where that plant is really going to have its full potential and its full power and its full healing ability. So it's amazing when you compare wild harvested plants to maybe some that were cultivated, depending, you know, it depends on the environment and the soil and the nutrients and everything, but the wild harvested ones are always different, and they always have a different, there's just a different, stronger, I think, more powerful healing essence for those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the other thing, too, is I seek out oils that come from small distillers. So people who are not distilling oils on a huge, large, mass scale for commercial use, you know, to put in Tide detergent or I shouldn't say a brand or, you know, any kind of commercially available products that we use in our homes, because they're going to want to make them quantity, just the biggest quantity. They're not worried about quality. when you can find essential oils that are distilled by small distillers, they're distilling specifically for the aromatherapy industry, and the quality of those oils, you know, they're distilling in a slower process, and they're using probably lower heat, and they take a little bit longer to allow more of those active components to come over into the final product. So those oils have a wholeness to them that the mass-produced commercial ones don't, and sometimes that's reflected in the price point. Sometimes, you know, you might have peppermint oil that's $2 for an ounce or peppermint oil that's $15 for an ounce, and usually that you can, those are sometimes the differences. So higher vibrational frequency is from all of those different elements come together to create a really alive oil, and you can feel it when you're using it.
I think that's a key.
Yeah.
And Carrie's been here for a day, and we've been playing with her oils, and it is such a difference when you open the bottle and you smell it. And I remember when I go into the store, I'm always smelling everything. And if someone's got oils out and you can open the tester bottle, I'm smelling it. And then when she came and I'm opening her bottle, I'm like, wow, what a difference. And if you don't know this information that she just shared, you would just go buy that cheaper one because you've got a good price, but you're not maybe going to get something that's as effective. And
you know, that's true. And what I've also, for me, the higher quality, it's worth the extra money, and they last so long anyway. So why wouldn't I? You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll just say I really got into these oils because of menopause and all the negative side effects of menopause. And they've just been really effective. And for like a little bit of autoimmune issues, the results when you get a good oil and the, I guess say speed at what you see a difference from using it, just makes a big difference. And, you know, if you're going to seek essential oils to heal something or to raise your consciousness, why not seek that oil that's going to do the best for you? So that brings me to a question of how can essential oils be used for vibrational healing?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite questions to answer. And that's really how I work with the oils mostly. You can, I will say you can work on the oils with the oils on so many different levels. You can work on them to help heal physical issues like a cut or a scrape. You can work on them for emotional, like depression or anxiety. You can work on them for, you know, menopausal symptoms, hormonal symptoms. You can work on them for personal growth or spiritual healing. So they work on a lot of different levels. I consider all of that vibrational healing because all of that is in different ways bringing the energy of the individual into better alignment, to function better. So the way that I look at it and what I have learned over the years is every plant, they're living beings. Those plants have their own spirit and energy behind them. So they all have their own healing essence, just like we have our own personalities. And they have different healing properties and a specific vibrational frequency, too. So a lot of times when you're working with oils, you can use traditional ways to select which oil, but you can also use which oils are you naturally drawn to. You know, usually we're naturally drawn to the oils that are going to be the most helpful for us, the ones that we need. And I think that's a really important part of using essential oils, because if it's something that you don't like, you're not going to want to use it. And there's something to be said for that, the healing properties of that feeling of comfort or feeling of being nurtured when you have that, feeling when you're mm-hmm. using this and enjoying the aroma. So I think there's a really strong healing element to that, too. I think the oils kind of select us, too. So just like being around someone that has a higher vibration and it's uplifting to you and you love spending time with that person, you know, you can also use essential oils in that way to raise our frequency and help us feel better. So we're more in alignment, we feel happier, we feel more balanced. And I'll put in some examples because it is nice to hear some true stories of what how people have reacted with these. I am a massage therapist and I do skincare and do services. So I've been able over the years to use essential oils for a lot of different clients and different situations. And I use them a lot for people that have anxiety or depression. And it is amazing to see how quickly just an inhalation of an essential oil can shift that energy. So, for example, one place that I worked, we had a few days of gloomy weather, really rainy, and you know how that gets you a little bummed out after a while. And one of my coworkers came up, and I just heard her say, "Oh, gosh, I just feel blah. I'm just so bummed today. I'm depressed. It's so, I don't want to be here." And so I pulled out my bergamot oil. And I said, "Come over here. Let's just do this. Sit down for one moment." So I had her inhale. I put a couple drops on a cotton pad. And I had her close her eyes, take some nice deep breaths. And I said, "Just enjoy this aroma for a minute and notice how it makes you feel." And she said, "Oh, my gosh, I feel better." And she looked at me like, "What did you do?" And I said, "It's like inhaling sunshine, you know?" So it is amazing. And there are, you know, scientific explanations on how those changes happen in the brain. But, you know, the bottom line is you can see it happen so quickly right before your eyes. And another nice example that I love to share is I have this PMS blend that I swear I think it's magical because I don't know about others, but I really suffered from PMS. And I would have a lot of irritability and really any symptom you could have, you know, bloating, discomfort, low back pain, cramps, but especially the irritability. And when I was where I worked, it was mostly women. So I wasn't the only one that had these issues. And I would use that blend when I would start to just get on my own nerves. You know, you would have days like that. And one of the main ingredients that really works is geranium oil. Really helps to balance female hormones. And I have other ingredients in there, too, to support it, but that's one of the ones that worked the strongest for me. So I would inhale it, but I would also dilute it and put it in a body oil or lotion and apply it across the abdomen and low back, and then usually around the neck so that I could continue inhaling it. And, you know, within 5 or 10 minutes, I would all of a sudden notice, oh, that really took the edge off. I am not irritable. I feel calmer. Oh, I'm not noticing those cramps as much. So, you know, sometimes those effects are subtle and sometimes they're very strong and noticeable, but, oh, they really work, these natural, easy ways. Yeah, it's beautiful.
You know, that kind of leads me to when you were sharing with us how you've used them and why, could you give us some specific ways, let our listeners know, how we can use these oils? And, you know, like you mentioned something about on a cotton pad or an inhaling.
Yeah.
Could you give
yeah.
us some information like that?
Definitely. There are so many ways that you can use them. And so I'm going to give some ideas, and I always encourage people to be creative with it too. Mm-hmm. So one of the most powerful ways that I like to use them is inhalation. And it's so simple that we don't even realize how powerful it is. But when you put, and I recommend putting the oil on a cotton pad, because when, instead of smelling it out of the bottle, if you can, because when you put it on the cotton pad, it diffuses into the air and you smell the full aroma much differently. You experience it differently than if it's coming out of the just the little top of the bottle. So I'll put that out there for that. But simple inhalation actually goes in through the nose, through the olfactory system, and it goes directly to the brain. That is a quick connection right to the brain. And the scent is processed by the same part of your brain that's responsible for our emotions and our memories. So if you, that's a pretty powerful connection. Mm-hmm. And, oh my gosh, you could do a whole talk just on that. But I just want to stress how simple that technique is and how really powerful it is. So if you only remember one way, do the inhalation. And then from there it goes into the bloodstream. So it circulates through the body too. So inhalation can be used, it's really effective for, of course, any sinus issues. If you think of any issues in the head, what area do you want to treat? You can think about your method of delivery, what would be best. And it's really good for things I would put in the mental emotional category, and that would include anxiety, feelings of depression, you know, any kind of emotional balance that you need. Other ways that I have worked with them is in energy work sessions. This is one of my favorite ways, and it kind of blows me away every time I do it. While I do a lot of Reiki and craniosacral, so often, and I'm betting a lot of our listeners are familiar with this and probably practice it too, some of them. When I'm doing a treatment and I come to an area where there's something that needs to release, maybe it's not releasing easily or quickly, or it just feels like they need a little bit extra something, I will select an oil, usually through intuition, and have them bring that over for them to inhale, and the energy shifts usually very quickly and lets it release better and quicker and more deeply. So I really have started to integrate essential oils in with my energy healing work, and I'm really excited about working with them that way. That's giving some amazing results. You know, you can also go into meditation, use the essential oils to help set your sacred space. Maybe you do choose some to help focus or relax the mind. You can connect to the spirit of that plant. That's a little bit more maybe of a Native American approach. And I have learned, I've done that several times, and I've, you get beautiful information that way too. And ask how can it be used for healing, and you'll get a lot of information that way. You can use them for achieving a specific goal or working on healing a specific issue. And in that case, I would use an affirmation, do an inhalation, do a visualization of the achievement of your goal. You know, there's a nice process you can use there. And because scent is processed in that same area of the brain as our memory and our emotions, that trio, the scent, the memory, the emotions, using them together for empowerment or achieving that goal, for that goal setting and sort of reprogramming the mind, that's really powerful, using those three together. I use them, too, to clear crystals. You can use the oils to clear a space, a room. I'll use them to clear my home quite a bit. You can use them to, I've actually anointed, well, Linda, you and I did a lot of work anointing crystals with oils. And that's a beautiful, beautiful way to clear your crystals and charge them with this, you know, divine love and healing energy at the same time.
Yes, we got a lot of sparkling energy from that, their appreciation.
Yes. Yes, we did. Yes. So I think I will say that when using essential oils to clear a space, you can use them to clear a person or object too, treatment room. If I'm preparing a public space, I do pay attention to which oils I'm choosing because, orange, the citrus oils, sometimes the pine oils or the evergreen oils are good choices because some people have strong likes or dislikes on, that can be a personal choice. And especially the citrus are agreeable to almost everyone. Those are usually a safe choice if you're doing a public space or a treatment room to use the clear.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I just remember last night when you were doing a cranio session on me, once in a while during it, she would introduce a scent on a
cotton pad,
like right under my chin, and I would inhale it, and you would just feel the energy shift or the block that we were working on moving out, and it was just amazing how that worked. And being an energy worker for so long, I'm thinking, wow, I need to think about this in a session, because you do end up having people that, have major blocks. And if you can introduce something that's very pleasant that will help open that flow of that vibration, that's the vibration is energy, will help open up that energy block more easily. And create a pleasant experience while you're doing it. What a great way. So she really got me thinking. And it was just, from being a receiver, it was a very pleasant experience. But with working with oils, it brings to mind, because I know a lot of people, when they're introduced to oils, all of a sudden they want to go out and they want to buy everything. And they want to open that bottle and they want to put the whole bottle on them because they think that whole bottle is going to raise their vibration and they're going to talk to God or they're going to heal whatever this plaguing issue, physical issue is or emotional issue by using a ton of it. And I've heard you say, you don't need that much. So can you tell our listeners if there's any need for caution when using essential oils?
Yes, and that's a hot topic right now. I think that our culture in general, more is always better. So we have a tendency, if a little bit works, then let's just quadruple that. And I did it when I first started. I used too much, and I'm sure some people around me were like, oh, she's a little stinky there. And I love geranium. That's a really strong one, too. She's waving her hair. Oh, I know. These oils, it's important to know that one little drop of that essential oil comes from pounds and pounds and pounds of plant material. So it takes a huge amount of plant material to extract that tiny little bit of essential oil. So one drop of essential oil is so potent, it's like, 15 pounds or more of plant material. It could be, and if you're talking about roses or some oils that are, we call them precious oils, because there's not as much essential oil available in the plant. So it may take even a huge, much more huge amount to produce that one drop. So there is so much goodness in that one drop and so much healing potential that you could even have 1 ounce of carrier and put one drop of essential oil in there, and that would be a very strong formula. So you do want to dilute them before you use them in general, with the exception being inhalation. You don't have to dilute them before inhalation, but I have had clients that are really sensitive to the scent, and it works better if you dilute them. So that's a really neat test to do. If you want to work, experiment with essential oils, just pick one oil, use it full strength on a cotton pad for inhalation, see how it feels, see what you notice, and then dilute that one And then put that on a cotton pad and see what you notice. Usually the diluted version is a lot more pleasant and more a gentler feeling. So in general, I'll tell you, I will put out there, if anybody wants a written out dilution guidelines, you can email me and I'll send you a PDF of dilution guidelines. But in general, you're going to do 15 drops of essential pure essential oil to 1 ounce of a carrier, like a natural, you know, sweet almond oil or jojoba oil or your carrier oil of choice, or an unscented lotion. Then you can always do less. Some of the essential oils are super strong and really work better when they're diluted even more than that. So it's important to know that if you use them undiluted on the skin, they often will cause skin irritation and sometimes even like a dermatitis, or some of them have, I don't want to scare you guys too much, but I want to let you know, some of them can be phototoxic, so which means when you put them on your skin, like lime oil, we were just talking about yesterday, makes the skin much more susceptible to severe burns if it's exposed to UV light right afterwards or within 12 hours. So some of this is really important to know for safety. With that said, I don't want to scare you off from experimenting with the oils and using them, because they have amazing healing properties. They're just much more, it's deceiving when you see this little tiny bottle and you only need to use one drop of it, you know, because we're not used to that. There's a lot of goodness in that oil, in that little bottle.
Yes, potent, as you were saying. And this brings us to the part in the show that I really want people to know about, the personal blend consultation that you offer. You have given it to me, and it is a wonderful way to increase my vibration, to be more centered and balanced, and to connect with my true intention. So would you share a little bit about how that works and what you do?
Yes, thank you. I just started offering more personal blends, where I'm incorporating not just making a traditional aromatherapy blend, although I can do that if clients want that. What I love doing is combining that with an energy reading. So I'm really creating a vibrational healing formula that's very specific to you, to that person. And so often it helps if you have a certain goal or something that you really want to focus on, maybe a certain issue or something you want to work on. And we build the essence, your formula around that. So I do a consultation. Usually it's done over the phone. It takes about a half an hour. And then I go into my aromatherapy studio to create your blend. So I tune in, I do a distance energy reading on you, and that helps me select the best essential oils for your blend. Sometimes I'll do muscle testing as well. Usually, though, I am just given, boom, 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 the essential oils that comes out really easily and clearly, which ones to use for you to bring you back into alignment for right this moment, what's the best for you. And then I charge it with a blessing, mail it off to you, and then I email you a personal blend packet, and that has a lot of really great details on which oils were used in your blend, why, and a lot of good suggestions on how you can use your blend in everyday life, and then the safety information too. So it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun, and it works.
It's a lot of fun, and, you know, it. Whether your goal is a physical goal, an emotional healing goal, or to raise your vibration to that next level, which would be raising consciousness to that next level, this consultation would meet those goals. And what I really liked about the consultation that I had was we talked about my goal, and then we created an affirmation and put it in that positive, framed it in that positive state of being as if my goal was already being realized. So before we even hung up and before I even got the essential oil blend, Carrie helped me to focus what it is that I really wanted as the result and gave me the affirmation to begin to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got my package with the oil, I also, she beautifully wrote the affirmation on a card for me that's sitting here on my desk that I can connect with anytime, you know, I want to see it. So.
And I painted that with watercolors.
It's beautiful.
It just felt so. And it's interesting because when I first started, and I've known Carrie for a long time, but I haven't been with her for a very long time. And she was sharing with me that she was the blend that she thought she would just kind of intuitively create for me really changed after I got clear on my goal, my intention, and my affirmation. And so I really do think that this is meeting my specific need. So I appreciate that so much.
And what I also appreciate is it's just a whole new way to align, to get in alignment with the oils that are right for you at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of me going into the store or going online trying to choose what it is, I can share with Carrie, and in her mind, because she's been experienced with this for so long, she can put the blend together, and I'm not buying possibly the wrong oils or oils mm-hmm. that I always go to, but she has the ability and the knowledge of oils that I may not even know about that could work even better. And the combination, there's a whole science mm-hmm. to what oils work best together. And if you're not an aromatherapist and haven't studied it that long, you just don't know what those combinations are. Because I've put blends together myself and went, what was I thinking? And it wasn't a good And, oh, I think I need to start over. I hope I didn't waste the expensive ones. So to me, it's just wonderful to have someone in my life that understands that and has been on a really strong spiritual path. We've kind of walked this path together for so long that knowing that she can tune in at that higher level to and connect with the oils and connect with me and to put that blend together. So that's a gift. And it when she said she was coming up with a service, I was like, wow, that's really needed on the planet because a lot of us, we're dabblers, but we don't know. And sometimes
right.
what you don't know isn't, you know.
Well, and I would just kind of.
It takes a longer time to get there.
I would just kind of summarize what we're sharing is so right on for Carrie doing what she's doing. And I really want to acknowledge, Carrie, I want to acknowledge your commitment to
yeah.
excellence and quality. And
thank you.
I don't think there are many that I know right now that have that depth of that commitment to that quality of what we're bringing to help people, to help the world. And that sounds too big, but to help each individual that you work with. So I'm grateful.
Wow, thank you.
And that brings us. Go
well,
ahead.
I think
Did
we need to ask Carrie how people can get in contact with her.
Oh, yes, let's do it.
Yes, we need a website, an email address. Please share that.
Yeah, you can get in contact with me through my website, which is CatalinaAromatherapy.com. It's Catalina, CATALINA, aromatherapy.com. My email is Carrie, Kerry, at CatalinaAromatherapy.com. And or you can call me. 410-206-8699.
And
do that one more time.
She's got lots of classes there as well. So she's not only blending these amazing blends, she's also teaching us how to do some things ourselves in the essential oil and energy realms. So check out her website.
True. Anything else?
We're into announcements, Linda. You want to
okay.
go ahead there?
So I just wanted to make sure because that people really got her website, because it is rich with great information and possibilities that people might want to, and opportunities for people to learn. So I guess I'll just start off quickly. I have a free Karuna Reiki practice session at my home in Arnold, Maryland on May the 11th. And I am also doing a Karuna Reiki masterclass on May 20th. It's an all-day commitment. If you're in the area, and I'll give information in a moment, where you can get information, I think if I just give one place, is a Community of Transformation Act. The website is www.actannapolis.org, and information's on there. Also about an upcoming Sunday afternoon, May 1st, Magnetism, Mysticism, and Multidimensionalism with singer and songwriter Bob Sima and Aramaic scholar Dale Allen Hoffman. And I have been with them before, quite elevating, and was kind of one of those life-changing experiences. And also on May 15th, it's another Sunday afternoon, we're having Kirtan with a group called the Nonprofits, N-A-A-N, like the Indian bread, and Prophets, like prophecy. So if you're around, it's going to be another wonderful experience. So, again, the details are on actannapolis.org. Dawn?
Yes, I have a advanced Reiki training class on May 22nd, and that's going to be in Scottsdale. And I have a Karuna 1 class on June 5th in Scottsdale. And the Karuna 2 class will be held in August in the Scottsdale area. So I just want to thank Carrie so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing the information about how essential oils can raise their vibration and how to use those. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. This was wonderful.
We love
it. yes. And I just want to close and tell our listeners to just go outside and take a deep breath. This is spring. Just smell the flowers. Smell that essence. Just feel it. Just feel that essence enter your being. And just set that intention to just be open. Open to wisdom, insight, and open to healing on all levels. So with that said, just take a slow, deep breath, open up, and receive. Namaste.
Namaste.